As violence between Israelis and Palestinians escalates to new levels of savagery, Yasser Arafat is the man on the spot. But it's a mistake to put him there alone. In Israel, Prime Minister Sharon cut all links with the Palestinian leader. He has unleashed Israeli tanks, bulldozers, and missiles against the infrastructure of Arafat's Palestinian Authority. Sharon says he won't stop the attacks until Arafat cracks down on the Palestinian terrorist group known as Hamas. But Hamas is Arafat's enemy, too. It has shattered every ceasefire, every hope for peace, with waves of suicide bombings against Israel. But if Hamas is responsible for the terror, why is Sharon attacking Arafat and not Hamas? Some U.S. intelligence experts privately suspect that Sharon would not be unhappy if Hamas replaces Arafat. They note that this would give Sharon a less respectable foe. Such a foe would be more like the Taliban, against whom it would be even easier to make war. Unfortunately, Sharon's history does nothing to discourage this speculation. It was Sharon who, in September of last year, helped ignite the current violence by provocatively showing up at a sacred Muslim site in Jerusalem. The subsequent sectarian frenzy left hundreds dead and more than 10,000 wounded. It was Sharon who, in 1983, was held responsible by an Israeli court for not stopping Lebanese death squads from slaughtering more than 2,000 Palestinian refugees during Israel's occupation of Lebanon. It was Sharon who voted against the Oslo Peace Accords. Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin, the late Israeli prime minister, won the Nobel Peace Prize for agreeing to this framework for peace in the region. Now Sharon has suspended the Oslo peace process. He says he won't speak to Arafat until the terrorism stops. This only plays into the hands of Hamas, which wants no part of peace. It virtually guarantees that they will step up their acts of terror. Ironically, if Sharon eliminates Arafat, Hamas may get the best of all worlds: the end of the Oslo Accords, more Israeli deaths, and power in the West Bank and Gaza, plus the promise of total war. The bottom line is, of course we can't absolve Yasser Arafat of all responsibility for this crisis. At the same time, it's dangerous to condone Sharon. I'm Les Acoin.